Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is John.
What are you doing?
Just being kind of trying to be under the radar, not be as loud as the people that are on the Amazing Race.
Okay, I'm
not Cindy. As energetic as the people.
Can I say my name's Cindy?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Cindy. Cindy. I love you. 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 I think this was a record for nice. People saying I love you on the Amazing Race. What?
What's the matter? Because it had a little romance in there, a little
it's
sensitivity.
Not it's not romance.
A little sensitivity
it,
in
no,
there.
No, they were saying it to everybody.
A little sensitivity, a little showing their feelings because you can't chew that. You're just not.
No, they were using the term loosely. It's like you just met someone.
What are you, love man? You have to. What are you, the cookie?
I'm the love cop.
Obviously.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now, I've even seen Social Network where people are going, okay, these people are just a little too hyper for my liking. I'm not complaining. I don't dislike anyone on the show.
No, I just was like,
I'm just saying. But it's like every scene was, I love you, 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 I love you. Watch it next time and don't tell me I'm not right. How many times they say I love you?
I don't. You know, there's just things I don't pay attention like you do.
Did Justin say I love you last year?
No.
Maybe
I think he told
to his
her.
Future wife, yeah. But not to everybody.
No, it's not that.
Not to the cab driver at the end.
You just find things that only you, Mr. Negativity.
It's not. I'm not being negative.
Yes, you are.
I am not being negative.
You can't just watch a show. You got to tear it apart. Like when I watch my shows that you hate. Oh, the FBI. Oh, they can't do this. Can you just sit there and be quiet?
You need to have some logic in the show. It can't just be.
But Jack, when I'm watching a show, I don't want logic.
Watch better shows.
No, I just want to. I just want to shut up. I just want to.
Shut up's a bad word.
You're right. Be quiet. I just want to just like lose myself sometimes. I don't want to.
Hey, I watch shows that may not be Shakespeare. I watch Hawaii Five-0 and stuff like that. I watch shows that you may not like, but
true. And I watch shows that you don't like.
And I have no problem when people make fun of the shows I watch. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
I watch whatever I want.
That's right.
But if you like this podcast. Another podcast,
segue, by the way.
Podcast like that. You can, like, Game of Thrones is coming back. We have The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Sports
Talk
with Three
watch
Stupid
that
Guys.
Show.
The Walking Dead. You watch it and go, what's going on there? What's he
it's
doing
just,
there?
Oh, I can't stand it. Stupid.
It's not stupid.
Zombies? Really? There are no such thing as zombie Walking Dead people.
In the next world, there will be.
No.
Later on in life, when you're.
No, sorry, bud. It's unbelievable.
When you're driving down
it's
the road.
Unbelievable.
In a few years, when you're driving down the road, go. Damn, there were zombies. And I didn't watch the show, so I don't know how to prepare
myself.
You
know what I was just thinking about? Remember that stuff on YouTube where they did the zombies and the train? Those poor people. Those poor people. Oh,
yeah, that's going to happen, though. You're going to be walking down. You're going to be driving down the road and like, oh, what am I supposed to do? How do I kill the zombie? Only if I watched the show, I didn't think it was so stupid. But you can watch that show, you listen to that podcast, and you can listen to the Survivor podcast with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, and Leftovers podcast. We're doing a Lost podcast with Ron and Jen tomorrow.
Ooh.
So we're doing a Lost Con through the Son and Jen episode.
I don't know. Here's an idea. Write it down.
I did. It's written down, but it's in my. Can't remember. I know it starts with the Long Con, and it's Son and Jen's episode. I can't remember what, the whole truth. I don't know. Anyway. Maternity leave's in there and all that different stuff, but thousands of if you'd like to help this podcast survive and be negative towards every show on TV, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack and help us out, or give us a nice review on iTunes. So we start off, can I just point out that Cameron and Darius are just a little too easygoing for my liking? There's no sense of urgency.
Which surprised me, because they're like, they went to an Ivy League school, and they have phenomenal IQs.
Well, according to them, they do.
Oh, good point.
Well, I'm just saying, if this was a race to solve a Rubik's Cube, they'd win.
I understand.
I mean, they did it blindfolded.
Yeah, I can't, so, I've never been able to. Have you ever been able to do that, the Rubik's Cube?
No, I can't. I can't. I don't have the patience for it. I get like, I go, some, and then that
do we
one,
know anybody that's ever done it?
Oh, yeah. Kevin can do it, Rubik's
Cube. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I've seen people do it, but I don't have the patience to do it.
Yeah, it's not something. Like, I tried
once,
it.
One
was
thing
it
goes wrong,
done.
I'm like, I don't care.
I'm pretty patient, but I can't. Yeah, I'm done.
I couldn't be a doctor. I don't have the patience for it.
That joke is as old as you. 30 years we've been together, and I've been hearing that stupid joke.
It's from the Flintstones, I think. I stole it from the Flintstones. I'm not going to deny it.
It doesn't matter. Just be quiet.
So Blair must have...
can't read your writing.
No. They have to go to Colombia. So
Colombia.
Mexico City to Colombia. It's Phil said something else than the other guy. It's Cartagena, Colombia. I can't pronounce how Phil said it.
Okay.
All the teams are at the airport. Zach and Rachel. They're talking about no phone. They can't use their phone for a month, but she likes it because at least they can talk.
Right. Well, remember that one time we went out to eat and the couple was sitting across each other the whole time and they were on their phones?
And they never talked to
each
other.
And you kept saying, and we were talking like as if what they were texting, we were making jokes about it. Because, you know, we're just that kind of people. We make fun of everybody
else. Well, here you're saying, but if you're sitting across from me, you see them and they're talking to each other, but they weren't talking to each other.
No, they're on the phone.
The whole time.
So we thought they were just texting each other.
In fact, the waitress came over one time and was just standing there waiting for one of them to look up.
I know.
Because she had their food, but they're all looking. They were looking, and they were older. I think they were older than us.
No, they weren't older than us.
Well, they were older than you.
No, they weren't.
No, they were. They were in their 30s.
Yeah,
they weren't young. I mean, they weren't.
No,
like
but
kids.
They weren't older than us.
No.
Anyway.
No. Anyway, Cameron.
But I guess for those guys, I would think it would be hard because that's their whole life is, you know, social media on their phone
true,
and all the different things. So that would make more sense
not
than
being
anybody
on
else.
The internet,
yeah.
Not being...
Yeah. So I totally got that.
Cameron and Darius, I guess that's would win the race if they're solving Cuba's Q. So three different flights. Cameron and Darius are on the last one because I don't know what they were doing.
I know. The whole time, I'm like, what are you doing?
Go get a ticket.
Get a ticket.
Well, we don't have that assertiveness. You know, we're kind of, and the guy said, he goes, I can't remember which one. I think it was Darius said, you know, I'm kind of laid back.
Yeah. Okay, you can be laid back, but you.
But you're in a race.
You're in a race.
Only thing I'm thinking is one of their comments at the end of the race, they said, you know, now that we know that people are in this to win it, we'll take it more serious. Maybe because of the way everyone's being so nice to each other.
Because, yeah, you and I both saw that right away.
Yeah, that they're all being nice.
We couldn't believe how easygoing and working with each other, nice, this, that.
I can help you here. I can help you there. That maybe they're just, they were just, maybe they're just to take it seriously. We'll see what happens on the next race.
Well, I think anytime you're in that kind of community, like if it was a figure skating community or a hockey or a baseball or that, and it's all your same people, I can see that tendency to be that way because, you know, you don't want to burn bridges. We're all going to be together. We're all going to see each other. We're all going to interact. So I think this is going to be a really interesting, amazing race at that point of it, saying that I don't think you're going to see as much cutthroat that you normally see in some of these races that
we've
been watching.
I would be shocked if you – because the way they're acting now, I'd be shocked if you see it.
I would agree with
you. And I have a comment later on at the end of the race that I'm going to ask a question.
Okay, sounds good.
So Cameron, he did take a picture with a fan.
I thought that was cool. You know,
hey, I'm a big fan. Can I take a picture of you? The kid, he stopped to take a picture, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yes.
I agree with you. It was pretty cool. But I would, hey, can I get my tickets first? And I'll come take all the pictures you want. But he had Scott and Blair have a speed bump.
I just have to say one thing.
One thing?
I want to know from anybody else out there.
Can you speak up a little
louder? Yeah, okay. Anybody else out there, are they with me? I don't know. By the end of the hour, I just couldn't stand listening anymore to her daddy.
Oh, yelling to daddy, 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 daddy. Well, she's very, she's young.
Okay.
And excitable.
I'm about to say she's not a nice girl. I'm sure she is. But I'm just like, I don't know. There's just something about it.
She's just too young and too.
No, I don't think it's.
Well, that's what I said. I think that's what people are complaining about. They're just too. I think that's their business is to be always on. Because who's going to...
No, it's just something about it.
I'm trying to defend it because these people are YouTube sensations.
I hear you.
They make their money doing things that... Like we were telling... You know, I don't know if people remember Sean that was in the videos we had back in the Lost videos. I was saying, you know, I told him a couple days ago, Sean, you should be filming yourself all the time because he just has that personality where he's kind of flaky and he's loud and he's but he's funny and he just does all. I go, look, these people are making millions doing this. I go, you could do that. He goes, really? I go, yeah, you could. I mean, he was doing things all day today. I'm like someone came in for a team called the Sharknados and he started singing about sharks. I'm not kidding. I'm just like going, I go, that's what people, because most people probably looking at that's obnoxious, but that's what people want to see.
I agree, but I just, no, it's not that. It's something. I can't explain it. It's just, I'm sure like people listen to my voice go, oh my God, will you just be quiet?
I guess we'll find out later. I mean, I think she's just young and excitable.
All right.
But I think that,
I bet some people agree with me that it was just annoying. It was like nails on a chalkboard. That's all I have to say. I know I might get some bad stuff about it, but I can handle it.
All right, as long as you have. The first challenge is volcano mud. It's called hot mess.
I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do it?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
They need to find an emerald in the mud. Brad finds his first.
Yes.
Very quick.
Very fast.
The Frisbee boy finds it first. The stairs didn't look too safe.
No. I think at first I didn't think about it, but then when the guy said, take your time, they're slippery. And I was like, oh my gosh,
you're
right.
Well, you're coming down. They're not level.
They're all wet and muddy.
Dana wants to have a good time in the – Dana wants a
– You can't read
Dana wasn't having a good time in the mud.
I know.
She was struggling.
She was, poor thing.
She was in her mouth. She's not having fun.
That's why I couldn't do it.
Dana finds a pink emerald. She goes all the way down. and realizes
did
it's
she
the
not
wrong
read it?
I think you do. You just. I think she just wanted to get. I'm not trying to defend her here. I think she just wanted to get out of the mud.
Okay, I'm going to go with you that because I couldn't do it. I would make you. I think most challenges I couldn't do this race. I think.
But
I'm,
you couldn't. You couldn't. You, I can only do. You have to do at least half.
I know, but I couldn't do that because it's water.
This
first of all, water
wouldn't have bothered me.
Water. I couldn't do the water swimming, and I just don't like dirt.
So you're saying you wouldn't work in a garden or anything like that because you don't like dirt?
I would do that, but not what they were doing, no.
No,
anyway.
Because you don't like the bun all over your face. No. So next week, let's see. What am I going to hear? Bernie and Ashley and Tyler and Corey are the next two to go.
Yep.
Dana was wrong about had to go all the way back. Which...
The whole time I was going, oh, my God, did you not read the thing? It's not pink. It's green.
Green emerald.
Anyway.
Corey finds it his, but he drops it walking down and has to go back. So he's looking around. Didn't Tyler go, hey, it's over there. It fell this way.
I don't think their partners are allowed to say anything to him.
Maybe they can't.
No, they can't. Remember that one.
Oh, that's
remember
true.
One time
that right.
One of them did something and they got a penalty for it.
Okay.
They're not allowed to talk to him.
So Corey can't find it, so he has to go all the way back
right.
up. Dana finds an emerald, and so does Ashley. Corey finds his and holds on to it.
Yes.
So that's a great.
Well, he
thing.
Put it in a little pocket a little bit right. better and closed it up.
But he wasn't mad. He dropped
no,
it.
I would
he
agree.
He dropped it. I would have been cussing all the way down.
We already know that about you.
I'm going to be honest. I would have been all blankety blank, blank, blank. And then when I couldn't find it, are you blanking kidding me? I got to go back.
Honey, you cuss over
but it would
a nose hair.
Okay. I guess cussing over a nose hair. this nose hair is too long. Martin Hagen, not happy about the speed of their cab driver. El Rezo. El Rezo.
But you like you always say, those cab drivers, those are the ones who will always get you in a race. It shouldn't be that way, but it is.
It shouldn't be that way, but you get the cat, and he didn't care.
Nope, he didn't at all.
He was driving that way, and that's and nothing was going to happen. Blair doesn't have a bathing suit, so Erin gives her spandex.
Why didn't she have a bathing suit? I thought she had a bathing suit, but it was inappropriate.
No, she said she didn't have a bathing suit, and all she would have underneath her was a thong underwear, I assume.
Oh.
And her dad was happy that she didn't wear the thong underwear.
Yeah, but I thought that they would have thought they would need bathing suits.
I don't know. She said she did. She goes, oh, I need a bathing suit. I didn't bring it. She said I didn't bring
a bathing
suit.
I thought she said something else. Okay.
Kurt and Brody first to attempt the next challenge. It's pop-up or Perella. Making the fish stuff.
Right.
The first four teams choose pop-ups. Blair finds her emerald.
Yes.
So she's happy. You'll find yours. Don't worry. You'll find yours. You'll do it. You'll get it. You'll find it. Rachel has to...
Need glasses, young man?
Has to go again. So Rachel didn't. She keeps going up there not getting the
I
emerald.
I know. I felt bad for her.
Tyler and Corey, fourth to arrive at the pop-up. So all teams are working on the
right.
pop-up. And basically, pop-up, you have to build like a pop-up tent type
right.
thing. But you're like an awning type thing.
Right.
But it's what they do in Colombia to have fun. Cole finds his emerald. Brittany finds hers. Okay, now I got to ask this question.
Okay, I'm listening.
Every time they got in the mud, what's the first thing they do?
I can't remember.
Go under the mud
and
get themselves all soaked with mud. But a lot of times the thing was just on the side of the thing. There was no reason to submerge
yourself in the mud. But I think when you're in the moment, you don't always realize things.
But they had. If you're submerging yourself in mud, what's gonna affect your vision, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, if you have to go under and find it, then yeah, I guess you have to do it. But to me, a couple of times it looked like it was just right on top. You just had to reach down and grab it.
I don't know.
But I wouldn't have submerged my face in the mud unless I had to.
I would have done it at all.
No, you wouldn't have done it at all. We would have lost.
Yeah.
Come on, Cindy, you can do this. I'm not putting my face in the mud. Cindy, you got this. You got this.
I don't even like putting my face in water that's clean.
Come on. Come on, Cindy, you can do this. Come on. Come on.
Okay, you're already annoying
That's
me.
Not how it would happen. It'd be like, ah, blankety, blank, blank, and that'd be the bad on Twitter. That guy's a jerk.
They would finally see. We're going to celebrate our 27th year on Thursday. They will finally see that.
Married, and I'm the jerk because you would put your face in my to win a race.
Put your GD, get your face in the water.
Now, Cole, the other thing was tough, too, is when they had to go out to the clue box. That wasn't easy either.
No.
So this was,
these were some hard ones.
They weren't. I don't think they were tough challenges, but they were, I think, physically tough.
I would agree. I agree with you 100%. I don't agree with you many times, but I agree with you
That's
here.
True. That's true. Cole finds his emerald. Brittany finds hers. Let's see. Martin Hagen, Cameron, and Darren show up at the same time.
Yes.
Darius is getting frustrated with Matt. Oh, Dana's getting frustrated with Matt. She just doesn't have the patience that
And she's, you know, she says she's Italian or Hispanic, and she has a temper.
She has a temper, and she's like, she was saying that Matt, you know, the house could be burning down. He'd have the same attitude if the house was burning down or if he was, you know, just walking through the park.
There's some people just like that.
There's people that just don't stress out and get mad. I'm not one of those.
No, you're not.
I would be, hey, the house is burning down. I'm mad. Hey, I'm walking through the park. I'm mad. I think I'm just mad all the time. What do you think?
I would agree with that. I concur. Jack Mad. Mad Jack.
Dana and Matt, Kurt and Brody, no on their first try. No.
I know.
And they're like, wait, what did we do wrong?
Because sometimes I think when you're in the moment, you don't realize, look at all. I mean, sometimes some of these challenges, the details are really important.
Tyler and Corey finished theirs first.
Yep.
They were fourth to get there, and they're heading out first. Cameron Des find their emerald. They find it pretty quick. Hagen is struggling.
Yeah.
She is struggling, and she's getting kind of upset.
And I think when you're struggling like that, I think you're so upset. You know, sometimes, you know, when people are doing things and I tell them, why don't you stop for a second? Take a break.
Well, you're looking at me.
Yes, I am. And because, you know, when you're upset, sometimes
in that moment, you're upset.
Yeah,
you're
you don't always see clearly. So you should take a step back, take a deep breath, count to 10 and backwards,
and
what try
do I
again.
Say? I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. That's what I always sing when I'm frustrated. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be the one that was hated on The Amazing Race. Okay, anyway. Scott and Blair have to do their speed bump. First,
yes.
Zach and Rachel start building theirs in the wrong location, and she goes,
"I know.
I think this is a, no. We're good. We're good.
I know.
No, I think it's wrong. No, we're good. We're
I know.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Hagen is still looking.
Oh gosh.
For her emerald. At this point, I'm kind of feeling bad for her. The speed bump, pull a net and grab the catch of the day. So the net was there pulling. I can do it, Daddy. I can do it, Daddy. I can do it, Daddy.
Right there.
So anyway, Aaron and Jocelyn, Jessica, Brittany. Smart. They said we're going to take our time with the fish challenge.
Yes, do it correctly.
I'll be honest. I'm glad it wasn't. I couldn't have done. It didn't look appetizing to me.
No, God, no.
I mean, I don't know because it was in the dirty water. It was
that wasn't dirty water. That was
no. But the way they were cleaning it, it just to me, it wasn't like.
But it was going in the oil and deep frying it. So whatever little germs it had, I would think the deep fry would get rid of it.
It just didn't look tasty to me. I'm sure it tastes.
But you don't like fish.
I do like some fish, but it just didn't look like it would taste good to me.
Okay.
And it could be, you know, I like onions, I like tomatoes, I like everything else. And probably I would have said, oh, this is really good.
No, I wouldn't have eaten it.
But you know how I am. I look at things and go,
I wouldn't even eat it. I don't like fish.
But if I had to eat it for the race, I would do it.
Better than you than me. Not me.
You wouldn't eat that either for the chance?
No.
Come on, Cindy, you got this. Just plug your nose. Close your eyes. Eat this. Nope, not doing it. Nope. Let's take the penalty. Nope. Ah. let's see.
You don't know where you are, do you? Because you've been picking at me the whole time.
I'm lost. Aaron and Jocelyn and Jessica and Brittany, I already read that part. Dana tells Matt, you can't turn the stakes, Matt. You can't turn them. You have to take them out.
She was so upset with him.
My chair's sinking. And it was sinking.
It was sinking.
He's like, yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's really bad. Yeah, it looks like you're going to fall off the cliff. But, I'm dying. Yeah, I see that. I could probably help you, but I got to do this. Tyler,
that person would kill me because I'd be like, oh my God, you have no emotions.
Yeah. Tyler and Corey finished first, and they're very excited.
Yes, they are.
And I found out they're big fans of the race. And
how'd you find out?
I read an article. Are big fans of it. Because remember last year I questioned, are these people really into winning or get their 15 minutes of fame? Well, they, I know for a fact, are big fans of the race.
Huh. Aren't they the ones that were singing the song? That's why I thought aren't they the ones in the beginning when they were doing it and they started singing the song? I don't know.
Might have been. Kurt and Brody finished second, would have finished first if they just would have done it right the first time. Hagen finally gets the emerald.
I know.
So I felt bad because she was at one point crying, I can't find the emerald.
Well, because like I said, you're so frustrated, you're just getting so angry, and you just feel like, you know.
Her mom, I forgot to write down, was the kiss to death because she said, she's a flight attendant, said, oh, this gives us a big advantage going to airports.
She didn't do it.
And they
what the advantage was. She didn't even use it.
Well, they got pushed back because I think Hagen says, well, how did we get the later flight when we're here ahead of them?
Obviously, you don't know what you're doing.
So they got the bad break with the cab driver. Zach and Rachel find that and realize that building in the wrong spot. Then they finally realize they were building the wrong spot. And he goes, no, we'll just pick it up and carry it over there, which wasn't going to work. And she said, she just wasn't listening to him. The two geniuses drive right by the clue box, or the clues. So,
oh, poor little fellas.
I felt bad for them. Bernie and Ashley finished third.
Yeah.
They got a good sense. He's,
yeah,
he's,
I, yeah.
Everyone,
I would agree
everyone
with
has
you.
A pretty good personality.
I would agree with you.
Darius and Cameron realized they didn't get their clue because they got their, hey, where's the clue? Well, it's back at the place. You don't have your clue. You must have your clue. You got it. No, we didn't get the clue. We just came rocking.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I just thought they were not going to do well at all. Yeah. I just like, oh my gosh.
Dana and Matt finished fourth. Martin Hagen leave the cab at.
I know.
At the where the clue was. I go, why would you? And I remember I said, I go, why would you take
what
the
what made
cab?
Them think to do that? They had to see that there was no other cabs there.
Yeah, and they just turn and ran.
Yeah.
And I go, you take that cab as far as you. It's like when we went to Hawaii that in 1987.
Okay.
And we had the rental car. What did I say?
We're taking
it's a rental.
It's a rental.
We took it as far as we could.
Yes.
We went off the road. Yeah. We took it as far as we could. You take that cab as far as you. If it says don't take the cab, you have to run. Then read the clue.
Right.
If it says.
But the other thing is look around your surroundings, areas,
yeah.
surroundings and see
it's
what's
like
going on.
Like we said about Justin last year when he lived in New York and you were in that area, he let the cab drivers go knowing there weren't any cabs around there.
Yeah. Sometimes I always wonder that.
So I'm like, no, go back for your cab. Go back for your cab. But anyway.
Right there, I thought, oh, they're done.
Blair Scott tried to serve sushi. He was like, I don't think I cooked this enough. And the fish was still moving.
Yes, it was.
Martin Hagen are training for a marathon. I felt bad. They're running.
I know.
And they're running. Darius and Cameron are struggling to cook their fish.
I know, the smoke in the eye.
Oh, my gosh. This is bad. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, the head just fell off. I don't know. Oh, that was it. It might have been Scott that his head fell off. I don't know. Aaron and Jocelyn finished fifth. Zach and Rachel sixth, Jessica and Brittany seventh, Sherry and Cole eighth. Wasn't a lot of Sherry and Cole this episode.
No, absolutely not. You didn't really hear.
They had a lot in the beginning. Yeah, in the first episode, not much in this one. Marty and Hagen finish, but they have to run back to the car, the cab driver.
They finished before the geniuses.
Yeah, because Scott and Blair are ninth. Darius and Cameron are still struggling.
Yep.
Still struggling.
Absolutely.
They finally finish, get in their cab, and pass Marty and Hagen still running. Okay, this is I'm going to ask the question. They didn't stop and pick them up. Would the other contestants have stopped and picked them up and taken them to their cab?
That's a great question.
The way everybody's helping each other out on this one, I'm not saying they're bad for doing it.
I don't disagree.
It's the right move.
Right.
But would they have stopped? Would someone else have stopped and
picked
them up?
That's a great question, Jack. I don't know. But that's a great question.
I mean, considering maybe.
I think you might be right.
Maybe if I wasn't in last place, you know, if I was like the first, second, or third team, I go, hey, I'm going to pick these people up, take them to the cab. I go, hey, give me 5 minute head start so they picked you up.
Right.
Maybe we're going to deal with it. But I think somebody might have picked them
up. I think you might be right on this one. I agree with you.
Even though it's an elimination, it has to be an elimination round. But I'm not blaming the two guys for
I know you're not.
That's the race. They finish in 10th, and then Marty and Hagen have been eliminated.
Yeah.
And I think they did care because they were emotional.
Yeah, they're very emotional.
When Cameron and Darius drove by and was like, they kind of waved to them and put their head down like they did what they could. But just not having that cab.
Again, you know, just those little mistakes like that. If you're not paying attention, you have to not only finish everything, but also pay attention.
Well, you can see they got frustrated at the airport.
Yeah.
They were frustrated with the cab.
Oh,
driver.
My gosh.
She was
frustrated with that emerald thing.
She couldn't find the emerald. So I think when you're, it's a long race. It's a long day. You know, you're traveling, you know, thousands of miles.
Right.
And, you know, how do we feel when we get off a plane to go to...
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're like, you get to your destination like, oh my God, I'm tired. I don't feel like being there. So they're frustrated three times and they just weren't thinking.
Yeah, I agree.
But that was the race and we have our first team eliminated.
Yes, we did.
Who do you think is going to win this race? If you had to pick right now, who do you think would win?
The guys who came in first.
You think,
I'm picking them.
You think Tyler and Corey?
Yep.
They seem pretty calm. They don't get stressed out. They're pretty relaxed.
Yeah, that's who I'm going to pick. Who are you going to pick?
I'm going to go with Kurt and Brody.
Okay.
Because they're a good team. They seem pretty smart. You know, it could be someone else, but I like your pick of Tyler and Corey because they seem nothing
stresses
happens. Them out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
But that's our race for that. So that's the amazing race for today.
Cool.
At this time, I'd like to thank a couple special patrons.
You can never say this.
I can never say it. Thank a couple of special patrons. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gleffler. Thanks for helping us out all you can and doing all you can. And check out our other podcasts. You can find us on the Whole Enchilada. Every podcast that under the Jay and Jack umbrella now is on the Whole Enchilada.
Very cool.
So you can go find anything you want there and check us out and listen and give feedback. And Anything you want to do, that's all. You can also give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again?
I don't know the number.
385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Or you can send an email to, we'll just say, thelostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again?
Lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And just put Four Amazing Race.
There you go.
And we'll figure it out. But
I want to know how you feel about daddy.
Daddy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of the teams are just very... But maybe it's because it's early in the race. Maybe later, we know it's 21 days. Maybe we can get to like the fifth or sixth, seventh day where they're tired. Maybe it'd be dad.
All right.
Maybe it won't be daddy.
Okay. Anymore. All right.
All right. But you could be right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, guys. That's it. Hasta luego. And good. Bye.
Bye.